Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Alaska Fine Arts Academy's production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And to talk about it, today we have James Jensen and his son Liam, and welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you.
And Liam, you're playing the starring role, you're Charlie in this, is that right?
Yes, it is. Very right.
And you've had a lot of experience with theater.
Not so much.
No, this is his first time on stage. He's done films before, but this is the first time on stage.
Well, good for you. Are you enjoying it?
It is extraordinary.
Good, good.
And James, you're one of the co-directors of the show, is that correct? What does that mean, being a co-director with this show? Are you splitting duties with another director?
Yeah. Robin Bassett and I are co-directing the play. She was originally going to be the director, then she asked me to join her, and it's been working out great. We almost finish each other's sentences most of the time, so we'll actually come up with the ideas exactly the same time for what's going on. It's been amazing. Plus, I'm also playing Mr. Bucket, and I'm playing his father on stage, Mr. Bucket.
Is that typecasting?
It seems to be.
And you've double cast this show, is that right?
Yes, we have two separate casts. We're calling them the Purple Cast and the Orange Cast. And so, because we have a lot of little kids, and like the second and third Saturdays, we have two shows that day. So not to overload the children, we can split the duties.
So you're not playing every production, only some. Is that right, Leo?
Yeah, yes, I think
so. Which cast are you in?
I am in Orange Cast.
In the A class?
Yeah. So you go on, Saturday? Yeah, Saturday night is your first show.
And so there's another character playing Charlie in the other casts.
Yes.
Who is that, and are you jealous of that person and how they're doing their role?
His name is Micah, and a little bit because he knows every single line from the back of his hand.
I'm sure you know your lines too, don't you?
Every line, almost.
Almost.
Almost every line. That's good. You've already opened this play, or when do you open?
We open this Friday night at 7 o'clock.
Well, that's tonight.
Yes, we open tonight.
Have you got stage fright?
Not so much. I've done school things, too, so.
Oh, okay, good.
That's a little normal.
And Liam, you mentioned before the taping of the show that you have done some film work and also a music video. Is that right? Tell us about that.
Well, one of my dad's friends, and he was doing a college film. It was called The House, and it was sort of horror. And I'm a kid that is getting paranoid.
He plays the child version who's traumatized, and later there's the adult version who goes back and has to deal with that. So.
Oh, interesting.
He had to spend like an hour running every place. They had to film him running left and right and up and down the street and everything. So he had a lot of fun
with that. Was that fun? I bet it was.
Well, it was literally breathtaking.
Sounds like it was if you're running up and down stairs like that. Well, James, this, of course, is one of our favorite story, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, made into at least two films, Willy Wonka with the Gene Wilder version, also the Johnny Depp version. But tell us a little bit about the play, just the storyline, so we can familiarize our audience with what happens in this story.
Willy Wonka, who runs the big chocolate factory, was having spies in his factory, so he closed it down, and then he got the Oompa Loompas and his workers. But as he's getting on in years, he wanted to have someone who could take over the factory. So he sent out these golden tickets all around the world for five children to come there and visit the factory, and he was going to hopefully pick from one of those to become the new head of the factory. So they had the Violet Beauregard, Veruca Salt, Mike TV, Augustus Gloop, and Charlie Bucket.
And they all get a chance to visit the factory, and they see all the wonders of that factory.
Oh, they all visit the factory, and one by one, through their behavior, they get kind of thrown out because they start being naughty and touching things they're not supposed to and doing things they're not supposed to until there's one child left at the end, Charlie Bucket.
Good for him.
And that was so sweet. You said they all get thrown out because they're naughty, except for one, and your son,
except
Liam,
one.
Just
my
beamed.
Son, yes.
Not the naughty one. Well, tell us about how you're pulling off this wonderful world of Willy Wonka. Technically, do you have a set of, are you giving away chocolate to the audience, or how are you doing this?
No, we're going to have a lot of chocolate there on the set and things, and there's be stuff for sale in the lobby too. But yeah, we're going to have chocolate all over the set. We have giant mushrooms and things for the kids to eat. And we have the glass elevator that I built for them to see them. And it's going to be amazing. And it's been a pretty good production there, considering our small space and stuff. We're kind of filling it with what we can, bright colors and fun stuff.
Sounds like a fun show.
Oh, yes.
And your audience is largely young, I'm presuming.
Yeah, it's a family theater, so it's good to do these shows for the kids. So we're going to be sold out several nights, so you know, call ahead if you want to get tickets.
Well, James, you mentioned you play Charlie's father. Are you playing it in both casts or just one cast?
Yeah, several of the adults are playing in both casts.
And you're doing both?
Yes.
Oh, good, good.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, James Jensen and his son Liam, to talk about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which opens tonight at the Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River.
Well, James, we found out something of your son's extensive experience in film and video and now theater. Tell us something about your experience in theater. How did you get involved with theater?
I initially wanted to be a writer, so I studied that, and then I wrote a story that just didn't work as a story. I thought that it would be better as a film, so then I studied to be a filmmaker, and I did that initially, and then got into theater from there, back when we were living in New Mexico.
Hmm. So you're a filmmaker?
Filmmaker, yes, and theater person, director, writer, and all the whole stuff.
Do you bring any of your film eye techniques to your directing on the stage, or how do you approach being a director on the stage from your background as a film director?
Yeah, that gives me a chance to, when people are on stage and the set pieces on stage, I compose the image on stage as if it was a film thing. So what's on the left, what's on the right, which stage direction, whether you're going out to the left or going back to the right. So it's all designing the thing like you would, even like you would a painting or anything.
Interesting. And you do this all in advance before you start directing.
I've been studying this for decades now, and then, you know, so I just bring all that experience to this. I mean, to be an actor, you have to study almost everything, and anything you get your hands on to be a director, you have to do that times 10, almost. You know, there's nothing that you shouldn't study to be a director.
I agree. And being an actor in the show is also a challenge to you, I'm sure, by trying to act in the show as well as direct it. How do you balance those two jobs?
This one isn't too bad. I'm playing just Mr. Bucket. He's only in two scenes, so it's not too bad. I had done a play before where I was one of the leads and director at the same time, and set designer. So I have an assistant director who gives me the other view from the audience all the time and helps me out.
This is a man of many trades, but that's true of the theater. Almost everybody we interview is, if they've been around for a while, has done a little bit of everything, including you.
I get around, I guess. Liam, any aspirations to become a director like your dad?
I really want to be like him, actually. He is perfect at most things because he reads about them whenever he has a chance.
So you're learning to read very carefully.
Yes. Pretty much.
When you're an actor on the stage, you often look around you and see what the other actors are doing to learn from them, and also see how the director is working with you to see how that works in the whole scheme of things?
I look around to see what fits out, and I just keep my mouth closed, so.
That's a good idea.
You know, there's the old story of Ron Howard, who played Opie in the Andy Griffith series, who's now a very famous director. Exactly what he said. He said on the Andy Griffith Show, he listened and watched and learned a whole lot. So that's a good idea of doing that. So James, tell us a little bit more about your experience with the show. How you mentioned you and Robin are co-directing this show. Is it sort of a tag team you mentioned, or how do you co-direct a show like that?
Oh, so we work together all the time, and for like with the Oompa Loompas and stuff, she's done more with that and the costumes, and I've done more with the children because I've got a lot of acting experience. So what I first did was had all the actors just bring it all down to a basic acting level. So I've been doing a lot of instructions with the actors to make a more realistic acting instead of any kind of, you know, overacting or, you know, the things that amateur theater tends to be known for in a poor way, you know. So I try to make them as realistic as possible so the audience can believe these characters when they're standing there on stage.
And this has always fascinated me, too. When you're directing acting, you still have to have the actors really know what they're doing, don't you?
That's the difference I really found between amateur and professional actors, just education. You know, professional actors have just learned all different techniques that amateur actors just don't have yet. And so I've been trying to give them some of those techniques to use. And then, you know, you pick what works for you.
And has there been a challenge working with two different casts?
Not too much. I mean, I've had time to work with some of the individual actors. But with the two different casts, they get to watch each other when the other one's on stage for blocking. But for acting, you know, I don't want them to compare them to each other. Each individual is an individual, and I want them to be an individual on stage.
Well, that was my next question is about Liam, when you watch the other actors perform, are you learning things from the other cast that you want to change about your own performance, or are you still keeping true to your own self?
Just keep myself the way I would like to be. On stage.
That's good. That's good. That's excellent. Unfortunately, we're about running out of time, and we just had the signal, and so I want to thank you for coming, Liam and James Jensen, and talking about the production opening tonight in Eagle River of
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Well, thanks for being our guest, James and Liam.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. UAA Theater's presentation of Spamalot runs through December the 8th. Performances are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
At Cyrano's, it's the last weekend to see Bruckner's last finale. I recommend this beautiful play. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of My Three Angels runs through December the 23rd with performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org, or you may call 868-4913.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents Cotton Patch Gospel through December 23rd. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
On Saturday, December the 15th, from 10:30 a.m. to noon, the Anchorage Concert Association will host an audition workshop with members of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Space is limited, pre-registration is required, and theater experience is also required, ages 16 and up. To register, call 272-1471 or email athongdy@anchorageconcerts.org.
The Academy of Fine Arts in Eagle River is presenting their Christmas play, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday with a matinee at 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 8th and 15th. For tickets and information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA.